tuning in to episode 206 of the Overseas Connection, the official podcast of the G4TE.com community. That's gaming for the elderly. And today is February 12th, 2013. I am one of your hosts, Greg DeLacy, and with me this week, Mr. Richard Primrose.
Evening.
All right. Evening, Rich.
All right. All right. What's going on?
Are you, we're podcasting, video games, talking games, podcasting.
Okay. That sounds good to me.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, you are not alone, Rich. You are not alone. In fact, if you look out the window and peer around the corner, you'll see Mike Chin huddled next to the garbage can.
I can look out the window and peer around the corner. Have I got telescopic eye sockets?
Well, you know.
You and I alone. Are we recording? Is this on?
Hello? Yes, yes.
Hello,
yes,
hello,
yes.
Hello.
Yes. Keep singing, Mike. Keep singing.
Hey, ladies. What's going on? Hey, you know, how's it doing? How'd it do?
It's doing.
How you do? Yeah.
How you do?
Shit.
Mike, you're sporting a new look today?
Yep, shaved my head.
Was that because of a lice infestation or just because?
A little bit of A, column A, and mostly of column A. So, have at it.
All right. Okay.
Have at it.
No, I'm gonna avoid the topic altogether. Also with us this week, Mr. Christopher Matthew.
Yes, I am also sporting a shaved head, although this is nothing new. Mike and I can be shaved head brethren.
What's up, brother?
Now, Christopher, is yours like completely shaved, or are you sporting a little bit of the fuzz as well?
Nah, dude, I rock the Bic every 2 days. Every 2 days, the scalp gets a fresh coat of wax.
Okay, so we probably should make a distinction here then. You clearly have a shaved head. Mike really has more of a buzz cut.
Mm.
It's not really shaved, Mike. I can see the scalp, but there's hair covering it.
Yes.
Right. Okay.
Indeed.
Rich, are you rocking the afro?
I'm shaved down there.
Only you, Greg. It's only you, Greg, that's not shaved anymore.
No, I am not. I'm not shaved up on top.
Would the wife?
There's some manscaping though. You have to manscape a little bit.
Would the wife not be happy if you had a shaved head?
I'm gonna recommend that we move on from the topic of manscaping.
Why? This is not the shaving podcast.
We can talk about shaved domes all day, but I don't want to hear about your nethers.
Did they go to the pubic region, did they, Chris?
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Rich went there first, I'm just saying.
And I think you both should do 50 push-ups as penance.
Okay, I'll get right on that after the show.
Greg could take
I'll be asleep in minutes.
In the meantime, I think we can move on, and maybe we can talk about some new releases. New releases out this week. Yeah, I was going to talk about the Wii new releases and the Wii U new releases because there was going to be tons of them, I swear. Yeah, there's not. There's none. The 3DS does see a couple new releases.
Yeah.
Pro Evolution Soccer 2013, as well as Sonic and All-Star Racing Transformed.
Right.
Retail shelves. Moving over to the PS3. Aliens Colonial Marines hitting retail shelves. Before you buy, definitely read some reviews.
Definitely try.
Yeah. PSN this week, you've got Alien Breed, Everybody Dance, and Persona 4 Arena. And some demos coming to the PS3 this week. You've got Big Sky Infinity, Dynasty Warriors, Page Chronica, and Yu-Gi-Oh! 5D's Decade Duels Plus.
Yep.
DLC, you've got The Elder Scrolls 5, Skyrim, Dragonborn, Sleeping Dogs, The Law Enforcer Pack, and Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch, Draggle.
Rises.
Thank you. On the PS Vita this week, no retail games, but you do have some PSN titles. You can download Alien Breed, Equilibrium, and Rocket Bird's Hard Boiled Chicken. Moving over to the Xbox 360. Aliens, Colonial Marines, Omuerta, City of Gangsters, all hit in retail shelves. And DLC front, you've got Sleeping Dogs, the Law Enforcer Pack. I don't know what the Xbox Live Arcade game is as of right now, so we're just gonna have to wing it.
Man, I'm glad I joined in on this podcast.
PC and Mac this week, Alien Colonial Marines, Empire, Omuerta City of Gangsters, Sleeping Dogs, the Law Enforcer Pack, Spellforce 2, Faith in Destiny, Scenario 3, Last Stand. Yeah, that's on shelves. And Wise 1 and 2 Chronicles, whatever that game is. I've never...
yeah. The publisher's listening there going, aww. I
hate that guy. But that's it for your new releases.
Yay.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
Okay, so we're going to do the news quiz now. But we're going to make a bit more of a game out of the news quiz this week. I know, you're excited about that. I can hear it all. Ready. Super excited.
I was so excited, Greg, that I couldn't speak for a second there.
You know, it happens, Mike. It happens. So here's the deal. The news quiz, it needs a bit of a shakeup.
Right.
Right. So what we're going to be doing is we have a combination of 12 questions, news questions, as well as achievement and or trophy questions, Steam achievement questions that can be asked.
Right.
I've already selected the order in which you guys are going to be going.
Okay.
If you get your question right.
Yeah.
So, Mike, you're not going to have a choice because you are up first.
Okay.
However, if you get your question right, you then can dictate what question.
So I can say, Chris is next, and he's like, yeah, I'll give him an achievement one. Or give him general.
Yeah, you can tell Chris to either take a news question or an achievement question.
Mm.
Each of you will have up to 4 questions or achievement questions. Okay, so you have a max of 4 to have to answer.
Mm-hmm.
Once somebody's filled up, you have to, you know, you'll move over to somebody else.
Okay, cool. Sounds good. Right. Yep, so I'll get it.
Yeah, Mike, if you don't get it right, then Chris just goes next in order. And the questions, unless they're changed by you guys, alternate news, achievement, news, achievement, news, achievement.
Right.
Okay?
See.
All right.
As long as you're keeping track of this.
I am totally not keeping track of it, I swear.
Fantastic.
All right, Mike, so your first question.
Wait, do I choose now?
I'm random.
I'm just joking.
No,
I'm just joking.
You don't choose anything. You just get a random question.
I don't understand.
Yes. Mike, your question.
Right.
What well-known game franchise is getting another game this year that while hasn't been officially announced was leaked out during this week's earnings call with Time Warner? Is it the franchise Uncharted, Batman, or Left 4 Dead?
I'm going to say Batman.
You would be correct.
Times Warner, Warner Brothers, Brothers, Square Enix, blah, 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 done.
Yep, during their earnings call, they said, and we also have a strong game release this year, which will include the new release in the Batman Arkham franchise.
It'll be on next gen.
Courtesy of John Martin.
That'll be next gen.
Warner.
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, Mike.
All right.
You have, of course, one question right in the books. Now, you get to choose. Does Chris take a news question?
Mm-hmm.
Or does Chris get an achievement question?
Achievement.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you one other question. Give me a number 1 through 3.
Well, there's a lot of options there, Greg. I'm going to say 3.
All right, Mr. Matthew, your question. And if you get this right, Chris, you'll control Rich's question.
Okay.
Your achievement, diplomatic immunity. Complete diplomatic immunity.
But he's crazy.
That is from Skyrim.
Oh, look at you, nailing it. Yep. Good job, Chris. So now
I did play about 48 hours of Skyrim over the weekend. I know foreshadowing.
So now you get to dictate. Does Richard Primrose get an achievement question, or does he get a news question?
We're going to give Rich a news question.
News.
I like it. Rich, your news question. What did Jesse Schell say in his presentation at DICE 2013? Is it A, demos are bad for game sales, B, demos are good for game sales, or C, publishers need to charge for demos?
Who is this clown?
He is a Puzzle Clubhouse CEO and an analyst for the industry.
What I will say is I sat through all of Gabe Newell's DICE announcement, but unfortunately I didn't see anything to do with this bloke. I wouldn't know why he's going to say that demos are bad. He's going to say something stupid like demos should be charged for. He can't have said that. But I'll go for that because it's the stupidest answer.
No, he did in fact say demos are bad for game sales. And ironically, he produced a graph that kind of backed him up in terms of demonstrating some of the Xbox 360 sales figures. He basically showed the curve and said that the games that sold the most were games that built expectation in players but didn't offer them an opportunity to go through a demo.
Was he wearing a clown's nose when he was pointing at the diagram?
Well, he might have been. He might have been.
Look, so how many demos have you played that you've actually bought the game to, though?
You know, that's a good question. I can honestly say there's been quite a few demos that have turned me off to games more than I end up buying them.
XCOM. So. I'm playing it now.
Yeah, but there are exceptions. Bioshock is mine.
Yes.
Bioshock.
But like, I play demos basically because I'm curious, not really because I'm going to buy it. I'm just like, I want to see what it's like, and then I go, maybe one day, whatever.
So, Mike, that brings us to you.
Hello!
And you get an achievement question.
Achievement question.
So, your achievement question,
right,
Mr. Shin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What achievement, or what game, I should say, goes with the achievement, Rocking the Boat, Complete Over the Board, co-op map?
Over the board?
Sorry, overboard.
Overboard. I know what it is.
Okay.
Far Cry 3.
It is.
Bam.
So, Mike.
It's looking because I did that one yesterday.
Yeah, I was being kind of nice to you guys.
Yeah. So that was recent. Because when you said over the board, I was like, huh? But overboard, yeah, I remember that.
So, Mike.
Yep.
Does Chris get a news question or an achievement question?
I don't trust him with these achievement ones anymore. Give him a news.
Okay.
Take that.
Yeah.
All right, Mr. Matthew. Epic Games shut down Impossible Studios, who were working on what title? Gears of War Exile, Fortnite, or Infinity Blade Dungeon?
Epic Games shuts down Impossible Studio, who was working on Infinity Blade Dungeon.
That is correct. Good job. Yeah, no, they shut them down.
Yeah, Mike, what's up?
Bitches.
The sad part about it, Impossible Studios was formed basically from the ashes of Big Huge Games. So these guys, once again, they are out of work. All right, Mr. Matthew, you have control. What does Rich have to answer?
I have the board, Alex.
You have the board.
Let's send Rich over to the achievements.
All right. Mr. Primrose, talking Chivos. Mr. Matthew, give me a number, 1 through 3.
7.
One,
2, or 3,
bastard. Rich, Monster Hunter, attack and destroy a monster. What game is that from?
another kids' game again, isn't it, Greg?
Rich, I can't say anything.
You've done another kids. You've done another kids' game on me. Monster Hunter.
Monster Hunter.
I think I know what that's from.
I'll read it again. Monster Hunter: Attack and Destroy a Monster.
I don't think Skyland is real hot.
God, that's all I played just really. Skyland.
Are you going to explode?
Monsters. I'm playing the monster games. Right?
Games with monsters.
Dark Souls. But it won't be called a monster in Dark Souls. Be a demon or a god. Monster. Oh.
Don't worry about it. Seriously, man. Just say something. Just pick a game.
Don't worry about it.
Pick a game, Rich.
That's just made it. I've got a lot on my mind, darling. Why? Greg asked me this question. It was really hard.
I know.
What about our mortgages? Ah, fuck that. I need to know what game this was.
Monster. All right, Rich. You got 10 seconds.
Oh.
Think about what you've been playing recently and pick one.
He wouldn't pick... I've not hardly played anything recently.
Is it Rich, Falcon,
Rich
chooses,
on your list, then?
Black Rich Ops. Chooses XCOM. Rich chooses XCOM.
Rich, final answer. Now, give me a game.
Is it the zombie... No, because you don't get achievements in that. I mean, a game of zombies, isn't it? So confusing!
I think this is a conspiracy by Rich to make sure we don't do this anymore.
Apparently. All right, Rich. You didn't give an answer in time. It was Minecraft, Rich. Minecraft.
Oh, for God's sake.
Yeah, Minecraft. I thought for sure you'd get that. You love that game.
I haven't played it, though. It's not me. It'd be my lad.
Ah, your lad. You got to start telling that boy to report back to you on all the achievements he makes for you.
Yeah.
All right. We are moving back to Mike. Mike, you get a news question.
Yay.
Mike,
mm-hmm.
On Friday,
right.
Sony's stock fell by how much in the wake of their earnings report? 5%, 7%, or 10%?
I would say 5%.
In the wake of the $115 million loss, Sony's third quarter, its stock prices have taken a significant hit. Shares dropped, basically a decrease of 10.78%.
Wow, so that's a big drop.
Yeah, big drop. The declining stock prices follow a string of troubles for Sony.
Mm.
It's kind of one of those funny things because remember they sold off their building in New York for $1 billion.
Yep.
And yet they still, I thought for sure they were not going to report a loss this quarter.
I don't know.
Anyway.
I don't know. Does that count though still? Like that, I mean, is that in? That in the books? That billion?
It should be. They sold it last quarter.
Did they?
Can't imagine they wouldn't have that on the books. I think they did that specifically to try and mitigate the loss that they were going to be taking.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, we don't know, but yeah. Still sucks.
Don't.
Sucks for them.
No, Mike, it sucks for you because you missed that question, which means Chris gets an achievement question. Mr. Matthew. Ride the wind. Use the skyway in the Wharf District.
Use the skyway in... I'm going to go with Bastion.
That would be correct.
Son of a bitch.
See, Mike, son of a...
You lose control.
It's all your fault, Mike. That's a pretty clever little game, Bastion.
It is a pretty clever little game, and I'm sure we'll be talking about that in a little bit.
Briefly.
Mr. Matthew, you have control. What does Rich get? Does he get news or TiVo?
Because it was so much fun to listen to last time, let's send him back to the achievements. Let's go with number one.
All right, Rich.
Mm.
Worth every penny. Acquire 1,000 credits in 1 month.
Oh.
I know.
1,000 credits in a month. That's Could that possibly be XCOM?
Is that your final answer?
Well, that's the only thing I'm doing with any
Just give it to him, Greg. Just give XCOM. It to him, for fuck's sake.
The fact that Chris just went, I know, very quickly, and he already plays his XCOM these days.
Yes. No, it is XCOM. Good job, Mr. Primrose. And that gives you control. So here's the question. Does Mike get a news question or an achievement question?
What did you have last time, Mike?
News.
You can have news.
Yep.
You can have news. All right, Mike. What game is going to be unveiled on Sunday, February 17th? Is it A, Bungie's next game, B, Respawn Entertainment's next game, or C, Epic's unannounced game?
Bungie.
Good job. Yeah, Bungie apparently is going to be announcing and formally unveiling Destiny, yes, on February 17th, a Sunday.
There's already been some details about it coming out.
But something
I guess, hovering over the earth or something, and there's like these knights or some shit.
They had some images that they put out, but I guess they're going to
show some stuff.
Yes.
It's interesting.
So pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Pretty exciting.
They've been cooking away at this for a while, so yeah, it'd be good.
Yeah, and everybody believes it's going to be next gen, so.
Oh yeah. I would say so.
Yeah. Okay. That leaves two questions left on the board, Mike.
Okay, Doc.
You can either give Chris.
Chris is unstoppable. It doesn't matter what I'll give him.
Well, if you stump him here, you guys tie. So, do you give Chris a news question or an achievement question?
Pressure is on.
I'll give him a news.
The news.
All right. Mr. Matthew, what game has Ubisoft delayed on the Wii U that will now go multi-platform for all consoles?
I know this one.
Is it Just Dance 5, Rayman Legends, or Prince of Persia HD?
Just Dance 5, Rayman Legends, or Prince of Persia, as Mike would say, HD.
Yes.
Let's go with Rayman Legends.
You would be
Son
correct.
Of a bitch!
I am the smartest man alive.
Fucking hell, what a guess.
Yeah, so
is Google working out for you?
Apparently,
it's
pretty
Bing.
Damn good.
It's Bing.
Bing. Yeah, right. That's why it's so quick.
Rayman Legends has been delayed into basically the September timeframe, so it can go multi-platform.
Wow.
Pretty much, pissed off a lot of Wii U owners because this was like their game that they've been waiting for. They said it was going to be a launch title. Then it wasn't a launch title. Then it was supposed to be in the launch window.
But look, Ubisoft just went, let's see how this Wii U pans out. And then they looked at it and went, yeah, we're going to release this across the board here.
Yeah, well, and it's pretty much insult to injury because they've already basically said the game is done. It's done. Whoa. It's ready to be shipped.
Jesus.
So, yeah.
And plus, if they get it out for the – is it September or something they're coming out?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, September. I mean, it falls into the fall kind of launch stuff, so they can – they'll probably make more money that way. For them, anyway.
Oh, without a doubt. I think they will – it was a smart move for them to push it out like a business decision for Ubisoft. Customer relations-wise on the Wii U, probably not so much.
But they probably don't care. Those Rayman games still sell well, I think. They still do all right.
Well, the last one got really high praise, so hopefully this – well.
Yeah.
That means, Mr. Primrose, you get one last achievement question.
For comedy effect.
For comedy effect, yes. And this last achievement, it is titled Estus Flask. Acquire Estus Flask. And that's E-S-T.
You've obviously not played very much of this game, Greg. that would be Dark Souls.
Yes, it would. And no, I have not played very much of that game, but I thought for sure.
Why did you say it?
Because it's one of your key tools in the game.
All right.
Mm.
Well, Dark Souls, I think I played Dark Souls for like 10 minutes, and I think I got that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, Craig.
You know, back off. I had to give him, you know.
Oh, no, I've never played Dark Souls. Shit.
Throw me a freaking bone here.
All right, that does it for the news quiz. Chris, you are the winner. Yay!
What do I get?
Nothing.
Handshake. But, you know, if we evolve this a little bit, I think we could potentially make, you know, throw something on the table to make it worthwhile.
I got an idea.
All right.
The listeners,
you know,
the listeners sign up, and each of us plays for a listener, and the winner gets something.
Good luck, whoever gets me.
Oh shit! I got primrose.
Fuck! I got primrose again. Fuck.
Please be Chris.
Fuck it all.
I'm shit at achievements. I take no notice of achievements whatsoever.
We'll have to explore that. I like that idea, Chris. I like that idea a lot. All right, that's it for the news quiz. We're going to talk about games we're playing.
Yay!
What you been playing? What you been playing? What you been playing? What have you been playing?
All right, games, damn it.
Yeah.
I'm talking about games.
Are you playing those video games?
Those video games, yeah. What should be playing there, dog?
I've been playing those video games. So, are you asking me? Are we on?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah. All right. It was a perfect segue, Mike.
I know. Yeah.
Right.
So I've been playing Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah.
Which is a good game.
It is good.
I've had a run of playing shit games lately. Don't worry, I'm going to be back on track with that with Anarchy Reigns, which is also coming in the post. So, yeah. I did say this on the show last night, VeteranGamers.co.uk, where I think I start, like, when I look at these shit games like Anarchy Reigns, and I've already started on a kind of negative, and I need to be a little bit more fair. So I can't wait to play Anarchy shit and get going on it. But no, I need to be a little bit more neutral when I approach them, because Deadly Premonition didn't really have a chance, to be honest. So I've been playing Sleeping Dogs, and it's great. I really like it. I don't think it's like one of the prettiest games we've ever seen. Okay. You know, it's all right. It's fine, but you got to kind of take into account it's open world, and we're pretty spoilt with Rockstar games because you don't get many open world games anymore. And Rockstar really are the only ones doing it anymore. Like the way they used to be. So I don't know. I think like graphically, I don't expect too much, but it's a little rough in areas, but it's okay. It's okay. Like the animation in their faces are a little bit wooden and stuff, but it's fine. But you know, it's got everything you want in a sandbox game. It's got, you know, you can change your clothes, and it's got all those like silly things you can do, like buying food and stuff. And the only thing I like the car controls in the game, but I don't like the
motorcycle
bike
controls.
Bike controls. Is this a thing? Is it people? Because I thought they were good. I thought people said they were good, and I was playing it. I was like, this is shit.
The motorcycle controls are horrible.
They are, aren't they? You played this, Greg, right?
Yeah,
and I just, I don't know.
They were so bad. I never got on a motorcycle.
Yeah, because you start off with one, and I suppose like the whole trailer and everything, he's always riding a bike. So they expect you to kind of be this biker dude. But like, you know, you get in a bus or something or a little truck, and it handles so much better. So, and the car controls are fine. You know, I've got no problem with that. But the bike controls are okay, but they're just a bit. They're very snappy. You know, like there's no gradual turn. So if you, you know,
they're not. They don't feel like you're riding a motorcycle.
No,
it feels
just,
you're riding.
Like, you know, you turn left, and like there's no gradual like lean, is that? It's just like you left. You know, that's it.
Yeah.
And I was not impressed by that. And I was like, well, I thought they were going to be good, but hey ho. It's.
What do you think of the combat? Let's talk about.
I really like it. I mean, it's basic, but it looks basic enough to kind of jump into, but it also looks like it's going to ramp up a little bit, you know, with combos and stuff. And it's going.
How early are you in?
I'm about 4 hours in, so I've kind of met the guy that kind of teaches you new moves.
Right,
he's like,
right.
He used to be here, and I was like, all right, yeah, and you know, he kind of says like, come back when you find like these statues or whatever, and you can upgrade. And I really like that, and I really like how the upgrades are kind of with each types of mission. So you get like gang ones and cop ones and all this, and melee upgrade. So it's really simple upgrade system.
You haven't touched a gun yet, I'm assuming.
I have not touched a gun, and I don't even think about it that much, really.
Right.
It doesn't really bother me. I mean, I'm looking forward to kind of like jumping out the cars and shooting loads of shit, but it's kind of like it's fine as it is. It's really nice that it's paced very well, I think. Sleeping Dogs.
Yeah.
I haven't picked up a gun. It doesn't even mention guns. No one has a gun. But you don't really think about it because the missions are still really fun and interesting, and the combat is really fun. You know, it was in Batman, wasn't it? You know, you see a bunch of guys and you go, great, I'm going to beat the shit out of these now. And that's a lot of fun. When you press B to grapple them, and you can press A, and you basically just drag them over to any object, and that is fantastic. Like, I just constantly bash people. Right,
environmental.
Like, there's a rail where I was fighting, and I love the sound it makes when you smash the head off it. It just goes donk, right? And this poor guy, like, I'd smash his head off the rail, fight a few guys after, all right, and then grab the same guy who hits his head off the rail and do it again a couple of times, so he just really got, like, the worst bit. And it was like a comedy film almost, like the way I was fighting. So, I don't know, it's just really fun. Missions are varied. Acting is pretty good, I thought.
Right.
The main actor is good. There's a few stars in it. I really liked it.
I mean, I equate it out to a poor man's GTA.
It is.
Just because graphically, it's not quite there. Story-wise, it's not quite there. But it's really good.
Yeah,
you know, saying it's a poor man's GTA in my eyes is a compliment in a lot of ways.
That's what Saints Row is, really. But Saints Row has gone in this kind of super mad kind of direction, whereas Sleeping Dogs is a little bit more GTA-ish. But it's really well done. I mean, it's a little bit unfair for them because Rockstar are one of the biggest developers in the world. All right, there's no argument. They are one of the best out of a lot of developers. You know, they're up there with Valve and Bethesda, and they're just so clever at what they do. They can afford to take their time, and they didn't have the problem of being passed around from publisher to publisher and, you know, different names and brands and all sorts being attached, and they don't know if it was going to be shipped at all. They don't have that worry, right? So they can just take their time and just polish. Well, with Sleeping Dogs, I mean, you get like a really polished open world cop game, undercover cop game. And it's a great effort for, I think it's a British based, developer, and I think they've really done well. And I'm really enjoying it. So yes, they are British based. They are, they're in Vancouver.
Canadians.
I thought there were. Well, maybe there was.
You know, one of the things I'm curious to see is if GTA 5, if maybe they felt some of the pressure from the success of the combat system in Sleeping Dogs to, you know, maybe create a better combat system.
Maybe.
For GTA.
I think the combat system in GTA was fairly poor anyway. And if you can take away anything from GTA 4, it was the combat was shite. They improved on the gun combat, and a lot of people still bitch and moan about it. But if you've noticed, every GTA game has this similar feel with the gun combat, so I'm expecting that for GTA 5. But the melee combat is really something they're still trying to like tamper with, I think, and still trying to tweak. And I doubt that they'll go so far in the direction of Batman because it's just so. You see a Batman combat system, and you instantly go, ah, they've ripped it from Batman, you know, which is fine because it's great, but maybe, I mean, their cover system and their gun system is Gears of War, you know, it's the same thing. So maybe they will.
Well, and that's kind of one of those things, though, you know, I look at Batman and the success of Batman, in my eyes, was that they didn't have a lot of gunplay. So, you know, hand-to-hand combat comes into play a lot easier because Batman doesn't have a gun.
Yeah, well, that's the point. Yeah, they it's an example of restrictions create great kind of like compromises and restrictions create like really interesting solutions, you know, which is why I quite like sometimes compromises, because if you're kind of, if you have like a blank canvas, then you've got nothing to jump through. So compromise is always like a nice way of finding like kind of cool solutions to things, and people kind of come up with ideas, and it gets the brain thinking. So yeah, you're right, Greg. You know, they have this restriction of Batman doesn't kill, so they need to make that fighting combat awesome. But people will have guns because it's dumb. I often think about the movie The Dark Knight Rises, and how hard Bane was. You know, Bane was like this really brutal bad guy. I was like, why don't someone just fucking shoot him?
Yeah,
he never has a gun. So
this is, I guess, you know, kind of where I was going with some of this was that Sleeping Dogs does combat really well. The shooting mechanics, you know, I'll be curious to hear what you say, but I found them to be really poor.
Oh, right.
And kind of, you know, the reverse was GTA, which was the shooting mechanics were much improved. You know, hand-to-hand combat was very basic, kind of crappy. And Batman is a game that doesn't have really any shooting mechanic, but the combat is fantastic. And so it seems like there's always a trade-off. You can't get one, you know, both of them. You have to get one or the other.
And I think people's criticism of the shooting mechanics in GTA was like, you know, lock-on, you know, the lock-on system when you press the left trigger.
Right.
And it was better in Red Dead, but the reason why I think it was better in Red Dead was because it was more open in Red Dead. You basically fought outdoors in Red Dead all the time. So it was easier to lock on and not get, like, you know, someone runs beyond a wall. But in GTA, like, you're fighting in, like, an apartment block or whatever, and someone's right next to you, but behind a wall, it's a little bit trickier. So I think they did a good job with that. But, yeah, it'd be interesting to see what it's like. But I'm really liking it. I think it's great.
Excellent.
It's about time I played a good game. But
Anarchy
Reigns will bring me down.
Let's talk about another good game.
Far Cry 3 co-op. I had to open it out the shrink wrapper for this because my friend is back from work at the moment, and he's been dying to play Far Cry 3 co-op because he just likes playing co-op games. And I would say that it's decent. This is just on the co-op. I haven't played the single player at all. It's decent, but it's really like average. Like, you know, you just go through, you shoot stuff. There's a round where you kind of compete stuff like how many kills you can get and stuff like, you know, like who gets the most kills wins that round for no reason. You pick from four different characters and that's it. You know, like it's not bad. You know, the gun mechanics are really good. The mission structures are fine. Everything works exactly how I expected it. I never looked at the manual. I never had a tutorial. I knew all the controls. Right trigger was shoot. Left trigger was aim. Reload. SWAT weapon. Even things like, you know, grenade. What else? You know, all those things. And I just like, yep, know it all. You know, know all the controls straight away.
I recall. Rich and I were very much it's by the numbers kind of co-op multiplayer.
It's just like, what can we do co-op? Right, we'll just do some missions together, and it's four player co-op, and if people want to do it and enjoy it, that's fine. But it's nothing. I mean, it's a lot like, I would compare it to Left 4 Dead, but you're fighting soldiers instead of zombies, and there's less things. But there's less things to shoot, but there are a lot of enemies that come at you in that co-op. Have you played it, Gray?
Yeah. Rich and I played a round of co-op, and I mean, we had a blast with it.
It's all right.
It was fun.
It's good form.
But yeah.
Came up.
Nothing jumped out.
I was just going to say, if I stopped playing it and never played the other three missions, there's six, I wouldn't really feel like I'm missing anything. You know?
Yeah.
Only thing I came out with at the end of it was that I'd prefer it to just have had a free roam mode, a bit like Red Dead Redemption.
Well, I think like a single player campaign co-op thing, jump in, jump out, would have been more interesting.
Yeah.
But hey, you know, look, and whereas with Left 4 Dead, Left 4 Dead is more, it's. I mean, the way it plays out, the way you actually control everything, it's very generic. But like, there's little touches in there, like seeing the silhouette of someone behind and getting lost and getting stuck together, and all the enemies in Left 4 Dead are made to bring you apart. They're made to separate you. Every enemy is their objective is to separate you from the group. And that's really interesting. Whereas this is just, you know, you're killing bad guys. That's it.
Right.
And you're picking up bombs and putting them on the spot and fine. You know, it's just standard stuff. I mean, I think for co-op, Sniper Elite V2 is more interesting because it's not as good a game, but you do different things and you're sniping and it's a different, it feels like a different game that I haven't played before. Whereas this is just like every first person shooter I've ever played with my friend next to me. So it's alright.
Alright.
It's alright. And more Halo Wars, of course.
Of course. Well, we'll look forward to the Far Cry 3 single player.
Yeah.
I'm curious to see what you say about that.
Still going to slug away at Sleeping Dogs, so I might be on that for a few weeks because I don't game as much these days. But and then it's Anarchy Reigns. And, oh, dear. We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move on. Mr. Matthew, what about you? What have you been playing?
Probably not a lot of surprises on my games list. I played XCOM? Some more XCOM. Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, well, see, now that might be a surprise, because I haven't played Skyrim in a while, but I did play Skyrim over the weekend. So typically on the weekend, I travel back and forth between my work in New York and my home in Rhode Island. But of course, last weekend we had, gobs and gobs of snow, and there was, the roads between here and there were impassable. So I stayed here and had nothing to do but play Skyrim. And so Skyrim I played. Ooh. And I forgot how amazing that game is. I'm not going to talk about it because it's very old, but it was just really fun. I started over.
It's amazing.
Because.
Oh, really?
I wasn't happy with the way my character build had been progressing. I'd kind of gotten to a point where the enemies were leveled up high enough that I hadn't done a good enough job building my stats and I was actually losing a lot of fights. So. I started over, and then it dawned on me, wait a minute, you don't have to start over. You're playing on the PC. So I just opened up the console and rebuilt my character to what I wanted. And I was able to carry on as a level 49 with all the mission progress and maps and inventory and everything that I already had. So I was glad of that because that was a lot of hours that I would have had to redo if I wasn't able to do that. Yeah.
Okay.
And then I finally got around to playing Bastion. I just played like the first two or three little cities.
I did think about kind of getting that, but I don't know.
It's fun. It is. It's a lot of fun. It's, you know, it's just a clever little, I think there's a really good story kind of developing there. But in the meantime, it's just a fun little bash 'em up game. But I do have a question for the masses out there. Somehow during one of the missions, I managed to swap the hammer for this machete thing.
Right.
And I can't figure out how to get the hammer back.
You go, you're going to have your like little home village.
Yeah.
And in that hub village, you can switch out your weapons.
In which building?
You go to one of the buildings. I forgot which building. I want to say it's the weapon upgrades building, but you'll be able to go in there and basically assign what weapons you want.
I think right now I've got is the distillery and the armory.
I think it's in the armory that you can do that.
I'll have to go check.
Yeah, and if it's not there, I want to say it's when you actually decide to go out and go venture into the world. But I'm pretty sure it's the armory where you have to swap out your weapons.
Okay, yeah, I'll check next time I load it up. Yeah, been having fun with it.
So let me ask you this. What stands out to you more? Is it the voice over that's constantly talking through the game, or is it the music?
Probably the voiceover. Although it's kind of funny, I was playing it, and I started to hear the music, and I was like, wait a minute. I've heard this music before. What's this? Dun, 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 dun. It's the ending credits to The Gamesman. Amazing. So I was like, hey, I recognize that. So probably the voiceover, although the music is good, but I just like the way the narration, takes place. It's good.
Yeah.
The, okay. Not gaming related, but I've recently started watching The Walking Dead episode 2. The TV series, and they just got to the farm, and when I saw the blue truck, I was like, wait a minute, that's Kenny's truck. So I'll be interested to see what happens, like why that truck is there to be taken. Although it shouldn't be there, right? Because the Walking Dead game is actually set before the TV series. So if Kenny took the truck, it shouldn't be there. Whoa.
So
this is like Back to the Future.
My understanding is the Walking Dead.
They're not actually.
Game. Yeah, they're not. They're not really related.
There's some crossover though. From what I've
there is.
Just because, like, Lily from the game, apparently she's in the comic books or something.
Yeah, right. And there's Glenn is in the comic, or sorry, in the game and the TV show. Yeah, I don't know if he's in the comic.
Farm they go to, it's the same farm.
Herschel is in it, but ironically, I want to say Herschel has a different role. I don't know what he was supposed to be in the game, what his past was, but he looked almost like he had some kind of like uniform on in the game.
I thought it was just overalls.
Something.
No, maybe it was just overalls. Maybe that's what it was, and it's just green overalls. But yeah, because in the series, I believe he's a former doctor.
Yeah. Yeah, he at least knows how to do surgery.
I haven't watched the Walking Dead yet. I need to watch that stuff.
Missing out, Mike. You're missing
out. Yeah, I think we're gonna watch that Utopia, Rich, that you was talking about next. Because we finished Breaking Bad now until it's back on. So we're gonna start something. So I have got all the Walking Deads through legal means.
Watch it.
And I got Boardwalk Empire to watch. Oh.
The Walking Dead. You won't be sorry. Just saying.
Utopia.
Anyway. Rich, why don't we go to you next?
Oh. What have I been playing? Okay. I've been playing lots of mobile games this week, unfortunately.
So, thanks for that, Rich.
Yeah, thanks for coming, mate.
Just kidding, Rich. Go ahead.
So I played a lot of Letter Press, which I'm not sort of going to. There's a phenomenon.
A lot of what?
A phenomenon.
What's the game called?
A phenomenon.
Letterpress.
Letterpress. You played Letterpress?
No.
Oh, Mike, you've got to have a go on Letterpress. There's a lot of people we know played Letterpress.
Who do we know that plays Letterpress?
Fish types.
What's his name? Denver J. Phil. Unfilthy. Blue Baru. Who else is it?
All right, carry on.
John Mouse. What do you play?
Oh, yeah. I know that guy.
Yeah, and a couple of others. Anyway, there's a phenomenon that's sweeping the nation, and I've noticed it has been mainly in lady folk. So I thought, I'm going to try this out. Yeah. This phenomenon is called Candy Crush. Anybody heard of this?
No.
Candy Crush, nope.
Yeah, well, I've seen it about a lot. So I thought, I'm going to download this, and I'm going to try it out. And basically, it's like Bejeweled Blitz, but it is such a skank, it's unbelievable.
Why?
You download it for free, right? And it's got lots of perks and power-ups and stuff. And it's one of these ones where you switch the jewels and you get four in a row, blah, blah, blah. Lots of things exploding and stuff like that. If you want to go past a certain stage on the trail, you know, think Mario, you've got a trail map, you're traveling along.
Right.
You get to a certain stage and you can buy your way through. And you can only play for a certain amount of time. You've got a certain amount of play tokens. When them tokens run out, you've got two options. You can go and buy more tokens, or you can actually go and beg for them off your Facebook friends.
Right.
So.
Those girls, they like the Facebooks.
They love the Facebooks, yes. But the Candy Crushers.
And the only way you earn tokens, Rich, I'm assuming, is by buying them.
And I think you might get a certain amount of tokens by doing certain things in the rounds. You get like star ratings and stuff. So that might give you some, but it's very little. They just want your money. And the pricing as well for some of the stuff, it's like £1.49 as a block. Now in mobile world, that's a lot of money.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So thumbs down for that. All I'd say is if anyone's looking at that, you may as well get Bejeweled Blitz. Lots better value for money. I've been playing The Angry Birds Star Wars.
Oh, yeah. It's good,
excellent,
isn't it?
Excellent game, yeah.
Yeah, enjoying that. Enjoying the new moves and stuff on the things that you're flinging.
Han Solo is my favourite one. I like him.
I don't know if I've got to him yet. But Luke,
yeah, he has a little gun thing.
Yeah, a little blaster.
Oh, I've not done him yet. I've not got to him yet. and following on from listening to Mr. Stuart Fowler, I did download this some time ago, but I never got a chance to hook up with other players. Space Team. Anybody played?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've heard about it. I have not played it, but I've heard lots of people talking about it.
This is right laugh. We managed to get three devices hooked up on it. So there was me, my lad, and my wife all playing this. And basically, you hook it up, and you've got to be local to each other. So you're either doing it through your Wi-Fi router or Bluetooth.
I've downloaded this, but I haven't played it with anyone yet.
And there's a very good reason. It's a very good reason why you're playing it locally, because basically you've got to shout at each other a lot. so what's happening is you've got a screen full of knobs and sliders and buttons, and at the top of your screen you've got a ship that's travelling, which is of no relevance whatsoever really. That just shows you your progress on the level, and then you've got a line of text that always pops up, right? So at various points during the game you will get a line of text coming up, and you have to shout that out, and it's normally for another player. So you might say, turn the gun slider. So you have to get this gun slider up to say two or whatever. So you shout that out, and another player has to do it, and the other player gets something else to shout out. And it's so confusing because you're trying to do your thing, and then you're forgetting to read out what yours is, and then everybody else is shouting, "Come on, what do yours say? What do yours say?" So that's crazy. And then every now and again, you get.
But why have you got to do it? What's the result?
The goal?
Your ship will carry on progressing a lot across the top. If you miss the instructions, things start happening to your panels. They start falling apart, and the ship's breaking apart, and they're swinging in front of the buttons that you're meant to be pressing. And you have to move the little things that are swinging just so that you can get to the button that you want to press, and it's very frustrating. And every now and again, you'll get a warning come up saying asteroids, and then everybody has to just pick up.
This sounds like a lot of fun.
Put their device, shaking the device, and I'm doing it in front of my face now, and it was really, really funny when you're doing it in the same room as everybody else. But yeah, that's great fun. You need to try it.
Okay. Space Team.
Yeah, that I would
I've
say.
I've got it downloaded.
I would say that when we go to Eurogamer this year, you'll need to have on our relevant devices.
How many people can you hook up at the same time?
Or I think you can have four at the same time, but if you've got eight people all together in the bar bit, you know the bar in Eurogamer when we go for a little bit of a, you know, a little bit of a chat and stuff, or get Space Team out and look like absolute nutters, shaking the devices and avoiding the asteroids. And...
Okay.
Okay, mate. Don't worry about it. It's okay.
Really?
Thank you for that, Rich.
That would be really good. And what else? XCOM, just quick shout out to Chris MJ, who's just bled out. Sorry about that, mate. There is a rookie cloning program that we're all part of in this non-Iron Man game. And finally, today, I've got a couple of hours on it, I found another great mobile game.
Would you?
This one is going to give Temple Run a run for its money.
A Temple Run for its money, eh? Oh,
that was horrible.
I like the subject matter in this, so it plays a lot better for me. I like Temple Run. I played the Temple Run. My kids love the Temple Run. Subway Surfers. Anybody heard of this?
No.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I think Rich has become our steward.
Yeah.
He pulls out the odd obscure mobile games and stuff, which I love, Rich. Don't get me wrong.
It's more like you, Greg, because you stay solid on these console games with me, you know. Me and you forever, man.
Not odd, obscure. Right, it's the same sort of premise as Temple Run.
What's it called again?
It's called Subway Surfers.
Subway Surfers.
It is a new game. It's very well developed. I'm impressed with the development of it. It starts really nicely as well. It's straight into the action. Basically, you are a graffiti artist.
Right.
Who's just been collared by the railway security guard. And basically, you're just running along the railway tracks trying to get away from him. And Michael loved this because it's got Back to the Future hoverboards in it as a power.
Well, this is game of the year, isn't it?
Yeah. You're picking up the coins. You've got your bag full of spray cans on your back, and you're running. And you can jump on top of the railway trucks, and there's trucks coming at you as well, so you can jump across the roofs of them, you can drop down onto the floor. It's very versatile. I found in Temple Run it's a little bit you know, you're restrained. You feel as if you're blocked in. This feels a lot freer, a lot more free running. So that's really good. You get little power-ups as well. It's got like a jetpack, which will fire you up in the air, and then you can go and pick coins up and stuff with that. You get big, badass B-boy trainers as well. So they make you jump higher. So you can do like a double jump type thing. It's all free as well. So you've got currency in
Hang
it.
On, it's all free. Where's the money?
It's got somewhere in there.
Yeah. I've not seen anything up to yet. I think you can buy coins, but it seems...
Here we go. Here come the add-on.
Picking up tons of coins all the way through it. So it seems like you're getting enough to keep you going anyway whilst you're having a play session. So that seems good. It's got a nice little leaderboard system as well, which is keeps it challenging. So yeah, well worth try that. It's very high on the free games at the moment. And if you look down the top 10 free games, they're all... fucking word games, so it makes a change that there's a nice arcadey type one. So
Subway Surfers,
yeah. Subway Surfers.
All right. What I liked about your description of you're all they're graffiti artists, and this is how I know I think I'm getting older, because as soon as you said that, in my mind I translated that into punk kids in the subway.
Punk kids.
Yeah.
With damn, their punk rock kids. Music and their rap music.
Yeah. Destroying everything. Rebel Rousers. All right. Thank you for that, Rich. Let's see. For me, Halo 4 tournament, I've got good news. We went 3-0.
Whoa.
Yes. Yeah. We did well. It probably had to do with the fact that the other team was worse than us.
They didn't turn up.
Which is... No, they did. They did. In fact, I'm going to toot my own horn a little bit. Our last match, Washington Rambo could not stay. He had to go. So he was there for all of, basically about a minute into the match. So he leaves.
So you sorted that shit out on your own, Greg?
I did, and we still won our match. That tells you how bad the other team was. Yeah, I ended up getting 8 kills, and they got 3 between the two of them. I was aided by the fact that we were on a very big map. It's called Complex. I don't know if anyone's familiar with it, but it's a fairly large map.
It is hard to find one person, though.
Yeah, it's hard to find one person, especially when they have the invisibility cloak that I had. So I was able to go invisible and hide away and use the sniper rifle effectively.
You know what game I miss?
I don't.
Gears of War 1.
We could fire it up whenever you want.
Oh, man, the multiplayer on that was so good.
Yeah, I've been itching to play some Gears, especially since all the Gears Judgment stuff I've been seeing. So I'm being tempted again. Damn it. Anyway, so Halo 4, and then to put it all into perspective, after that, we played just a fun game, went up against a clan team. All four were level like 130.
Nice.
And we got annihilated.
Deep.
Between four of us, we had 3 kills.
Yay.
Yeah, it was ugly.
Halo 4 multiplayer once.
Oh, Mike, I'll play anytime. I've been having a blast with it.
Mm.
So anybody who wants to play Halo 4 multiplayer, I'm game. XCOM, played some more. Lots of people died. I mean, to the point, it's like ridiculous. I'm pretty sure I have about 30 dead on my wall.
You're the worst.
The best part, they're all named people in my life. So
am I on there?
You're on there. Chris is on there. Rich is on there. Nobody left alive that was named. In fact, I'm to the point, I'm so like just crushed by the turn of events that I didn't bother naming any of the newbies. It's not going well at this point.
That's
because
Greg, you don't want to get to know them. Yeah, you know what I mean?
No, I don't.
That's too much.
Yeah, I'm just getting too close. Yeah, in fact, I barely have enough soldiers now. I just have 6 because all my funds are depleted. I'm facing some catastrophic events, and these guys aren't trained enough. They you know, just have the squatty perk, so they're able to, you know, start off leveled up at least 1 level. But because they're such green newbies going into these maps, they're going up against some of the more advanced enemies. They're just, I mean, it's like I'm sending them in to die.
Time to go with the shivs, man.
Yeah, I'm trying to research them as fast as possible.
Yeah, you gotta have them on standby for that thing.
Yeah,
I don't know, maybe.
I If I can get the shivs going, it might be able to turn this around.
Maybe we should talk about, like, maybe you and I can talk offline about your tactics, because it sounds like you might be leaving your people out a little bit too uncovered.
And we certainly will.
You can talk about it now. This is a gaming podcast. This is
well, see, I know, but so, this is...
Yeah, we don't need to go into the minutiae of it, but...
I need a nap.
Yeah, at one point, my tactics were real solid. I had almost 20 squad members, all above level 4 and higher.
Wow.
And I was bringing back people. They were surviving. And then level I four just...
Yeah, yeah, they only go up to level 6.
All right.
Yeah. So, I mean, I was getting them through, and they were surviving missions. And then one mission, literally all but one person survived.
That was a bad
one. Just went horribly wrong. And then I had a mission where, and I think I just, you know, Chris, you're probably making a good point. I think I lost a little patience, started to not do my tactics as well as I should be.
Yeah.
And also started trying to mix in some newbies into the mix so I could get them leveled up. And I was doing like half and half, and that was a recipe for disaster. I think I should only have brought one rookie in on each mission as opposed to like three.
You need experience on the field, Mike.
Yeah.
Experience.
Yeah. 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 Well, I paid the price. Well, actually, I didn't pay the price. You guys did.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Now you are, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Borderlands 2 jumped in. I'm looking to try and finish that up.
Oh, man. That's a game I got to start again because, you know, when I got my things robbed. I lost my scoring save and my Borderlands save. And I have to play it again from scratch. So that's another thing that I'm like, oh, fucking hell. I've got to play
that again. I have hardly played any Borderlands 2, so if you guys want to jump on some co-op.
There you go. Me and Chris can sort that out.
I'm definitely game. I tried out the game Special Forces Team X.
Ah. Mm.
Yeah. Don't bother.
Yeah.
It's kind of a Gears of War third-person shooter in terms of how it plays, just not nearly as well. Graphically, it looks like ass. It looks bad. It was just not impressed.
You could say one good thing about it, Greg. What would it be?
It uses the left trigger to aim. I mean, it really was not an enjoyable experience. I played a full round.
So you pressed the left trigger and you went, well...
It didn't feel nearly as polished as other arcade titles. Their graphical decisions and the way they went about creating the characters was just kind of, maybe they were worried about space constraints, so they went with a very kind of generic look. It almost looks like a cel-shaded kind of character. But I don't know, maybe hand-drawn is probably the better way to describe it. But it's not like a Borderlands 2.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I digress. It just was not worth the time I put into it.
We should talk about this whole aliens thing, you know.
We'll talk about that in a second.
Okay.
I have it coming. I'm not sure I'm going to open it. I may just send it back.
Really? You got to play it.
See, I... you know, I'm debating because the reviews on this game have been pretty rough.
I'm still going to play it.
Aliens Colonial Marines, it's getting panned. A lot of people are very disappointed. You know, from the graphics, it feels old. And here's the funny thing. In a lot of ways, as the more I hear about the development of this game, the more similarities I see to Duke Nukem.
Shit.
Yeah, it's quite worrying, isn't it?
Gearbox took over Duke Nukem after it had gone through a lot of developers, and they kind of took it to the end and finished it. Aliens Colonial Marine, while this has been, you know, Gearbox's game, I guess, from the start, they've had a lot of different developers coming in and working on it at different stages and helping, and I think ultimately it did a big disservice to the game.
Well, it's Borderlands 2, people. Come on.
Well, and here's something I want to throw out there, and this is going to be blasphemy to all the people that love Borderlands, but is Gearbox really that good of a developer?
Well, I thought they were.
Well, I think the perception is they're good because they struck gold with Borderlands and Borderlands 2. Everybody loved both games.
Brothers in Arms was their first hit.
The first Brothers in Arms was good.
I played one recently, Hell's Highway. It's a good game.
It was okay. It wasn't great.
No.
And the multiplayer in that was absolute
shit. Oh, that was awful. But
so
it was a decent game.
But I looked at their track record, and it's funny because as I started looking at the games that they've made, I started to see in a little way some similarities to Obsidian. They've got a lot of games in their catalog that they've worked on that were somebody else's IP.
Like Halo 2, was that? Like the PC port?
They made the Halo CE PC version. Hmm. So they took a game that was already made for them, they ported it over, created it new. They did Counter-Strike Condition Zero. Again, they got handed Counter-Strike, and they basically made an expansion game for it. So I don't know. I'm starting to wonder if Gearbox really is that great of a developer. This is certainly not encouraging to me.
There's something going on with Borderlands, though. They've got Borderlands.
Well, look at Borderlands. The story is paper thin.
It is.
There's no real character voice acting that really needs to be done. They struck gold with Claptrap. He's like they've been their prize voiceover.
But the story is thin because it doesn't have to be.
Right.
The
story doesn't have to be something more, and I think they get into trouble when they have to create something more in depth. And let's face it, Borderlands 2, it is completely helped by the fact that it's cel shaded.
I was just about to mention that.
Yeah, I don't know that because anything that they've done with a more kind of current gen or realistic look to it typically hasn't looked fantastic.
Hmm.
And Borderlands 2 skated around that issue completely because they went cel-shaded.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Anyway.
I'm disappointed.
I'm going to
play
these
Subway Surfers now, Rich. Well, this is the good thing about it. You know,
Dead Space 3.
Here we go. Right. Dead Space 3.
Played all of about 15 minutes today. Threw it in real fast. So I wanted to answer the question, Mike, that you had from when we were talking about it before, which is, you know, when does it start up? I'm happy to report that they don't kick the story off. Well, they do actually, I should say. They kick it off on the ice planet, but as a different character. And Isaac Clarke, you get a good backstory as to why human people are trying to kill him. They explain it.
Right.
They will cover that in the game. It looks fantastic. I have to say, I'm a little confused because I thought there was a cover mechanic, but apparently there's not.
Well, you press the crouch mechanic, stick, right? Yeah. That's what it was.
Well,
in the thing.
Yeah. So you're just going to crouch and kind of move up against objects to cover.
Yeah.
And we'll see how that goes.
That's what it was in the demo. That's exactly what it was, yeah.
It looks good. So far, the story is I like that they do a nice little intro that's a big backstory. It covers the Dead Space story. So they kind of give you, you know, from Dead Space 1 all the way up to the current game. So that was nice. And, yeah, visually it looks great. So it's definitely more Dead Space. And you know, again, happy to report the beginning of the game, not just throwing you into this weird on the ice planet, no explanation as to what's going on. It's actually somewhere completely different than the ice planet.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah. There you go.
Just to comment on this Subway Surfers thing.
Sure.
Fucking hell, that's Temple Run. You know what I mean? That's Temple Run. Yeah, they're ripping it off. But it's not a bad effort. Not a bad effort.
I like subject matter better than Temple Run.
Nah, I like Temple Run, the old Indiana Jones stuff.
Yeah, punk graffiti artist.
Fucking
dude.
Punk kids.
Yeah.
But like, it's like you make one mistake and the thing's catching you up. That's exactly like Temple Run. But you know, it throws enough in there, I think, to make it feel like, you know, they've took a good idea and did some little tweaks.
Ran with it.
I almost said it, but I didn't.
LOL.
All right, let's take the show break, and when we come out of this, we're going to talk community mailbag.
Son of a bitch.
And Rich, you're going to have to listen to this music. Because, little spoiler here, Dishonored rap coming.
Okay.
Hey, left to fester in a prison cell. This is living hell, but I've never been a fella to just sit and dwell on how they set me up. Said I killed the empress, my will for vengeance somewhat similar to my skills, it's endless. Distill the tension, build momentum till the thrill's tremendous. I'm gonna bring a world of pain to them that's will relentless. They'll feel horrendous in their final living seconds. A cold breath on their shoulder as death beckons and shows them in this most fleeting of moments there's no grave, the remainder feeding the rodents. Now those close to them are grieving and broken. I leave the bereaved with my deepest condolence. That's one more completed atonement, closer to the Lord Regent, my meanest opponent. He's a treasonous, Caesarless Brutus. Jesus, he's the evilest, elitist Judas. He is leaving us diseased, I don't believe it's lupus. These streets are heaving with the weepers who were really ruthless. The old boys club in an all boys school. They control all of Dunwall, the tall boys rule. I'm after Lady Boyle, surpass the baby oil. You need your nappy changing, man, we're rapping major soil. Defecation from a blend of dread and veneration of an assassinating rapper's devastation. A declaration, destination, desolation. Defamation of your delegation, desecration, desperation. A dedication to the deprivating, defamating, depredation of your nation, detonation. My reputation precedes me, like I was played in a demonstration at E3. You couldn't easily beat me, I'm raking loads of bone charms. Believe me, I'm beastly, I'm breaking bones in both arms tonight. I'm bringing Dunwall to life as I walk on water through walls of light. You heard the king and the urchin sing, revenge sold everything. Tonight I'm bringing Dunwall to life as I walk on water through walls of light. You heard the king and the urchin sing, revenge solves everything. Tonight I'm bringing Dunwall to life as I walk on water through walls of light. You heard the king and the urchin sing, revenge solves everything. Tonight I'm bringing Dunwall to life as I walk on water through walls of light. You heard the king and the urchin sing, revenge solves everything. Tonight I'm bringing Dunwall to life as I walk on water through walls of light. You heard the king as the urchins sing, revenge solves everything.
All right, so we are ready to dive into Community Mailbag. This week's question, courtesy of Mr. Primrose. You must give up one of your gaming platforms now to make way for next gen. Which one's it going to be? So, guys,
say that again. Say that again. What was that?
So, you have to give up one of your gaming platforms.
I have to give up one of my gaming platforms.
One of your gaming platforms right now to make way for a next gen machine. What are you going to give up?
Well, I haven't got a PC, so PC. I'm just joking.
Hold on, Greg. Before we go too far off the reservation here, you need to specify. You know, there were some provisos in the question, right? So it has to be one that you've used recently. You can't pick the Wii because it's been gathering dust on your entertainment cabinet for the last, you know, six weeks or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, agreed. That should have been the proviso.
Because Mike was just copping out on us right there, Mike.
Sure.
I tell you, I'm disappointed. Yeah, I'm disappointed joking. In you, Mike.
A platform, you know, something that you've been using.
Well,
yeah,
I mean, three is Xbox, PS3, and iPhone. Would that be fair?
Yes.
Yeah.
So, now, I haven't played my PS3 for a little bit, but the only reason I'm keeping it around is The Last of Us.
Yeah, me too.
because The Last of Us will be the last of the PS3, I think. Don't get it. So, I'm keeping that around for that. So if I get rid of my PS3, basically means I can't play The Last of Us.
Unless you get a PS4. Maybe it'll have backwards compatibility.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah.
I'll get rid of the PS3.
Okay.
All
right.
I can watch
Rich,
Last of Us.
Actually, why don't we go first since Rich came up with a question. Chris, why don't you go next?
So I was originally going to say PlayStation 3, but then I read the details of the question, and since I haven't played a game on my PlayStation 3 in months, I decided to eliminate that from contention. And so for me, it's going to have to be the Xbox. simply because I've been playing, I've been enjoying the PC more as of late. So, okay. Xbox it is.
Okay. See, what stuff I've been playing games on. Obviously, the Xbox 360. I haven't really fired up my PS3 in a while. So
Android?
I can't really... Yeah, well, so there's two different Android devices I use. I have my Galaxy S3, and then I have one of those Asus transforming tablets.
Uh-huh.
And I do a lot of tower defense games on that. I would say I'd actually give up my tablet. Mostly because it is kind of a lesser tablet. We picked it up on a Black Friday deal. It's not all
I think
that
you should
great.
Count the Android market as one platform because you can still play the games on there that you play.
Well, now you're see, but I'm not going to give up my phone. That's ridiculous.
But like just the games on your phone,
tablet. I would have no reservations about giving up games off of Android platform.
Yeah, I mean,
I tend to find mobile and tablet games to this point to be pretty inferior.
I think
so. I would glad
have opinions on these things. Like I play them then again. Like you know, I'll do these like temple run stuff or whatever. But if I never had them, like I'd be okay. I'd get by because I like my gaming to be, you know, a couple of hours of gaming on, you know, sitting down in front of a big TV and how about it?
Yeah, I'm less likely to play a game on my phone than I am to surf the internet.
I am looking for a good tower defense game on the. On the iPhone, though.
Kingdom Rush.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
No defense grid, though, is it?
Hmm?
No defense grid, though, is it?
No defense grid.
No, it's probably about the closest I've been to an enjoyable. And the trouble is with the phone. A bit limited with the playing area. There was one that... I did used to play one that was more like defense grid. It was futuristic in that. But the
Plants vs. Zombies
were really. Yeah, it's
not.
I
played that though.
It's more about rows and stuff, isn't it?
Is there any more?
I'll try and remember, find out the name of that futuristic one because I did play that a lot. And it was...
right. Well, Rich, let's hear about you. What device would you be giving up?
You play a lot of mobile these days.
Yeah, you are playing a lot of mobile.
Yeah, well, a lot of mine's mobile, iPad or. Or phone at the minute, and then I've got my Xbox. I haven't got PS3. The only other platform, but you can't really count it, would be a 3DS. I think I'd probably give up. I'd probably give up the iPad. Because I would be able to find other stuff to do. In them situations where you're sitting down and not doing much and just picking up a mobile game.
Yeah.
I'll be able to be messing around on a laptop, finding music and stuff.
Exactly. You can go on Reddit.
Steve Jobs' ghost is coming to haunt your house.
Yeah, that'll do me.
all right, well, let's dive into community responses. Mr. Matthew, why don't we check in with Gate first up?
Let's check in with the gaming for the elderly community. They start off with Shinyverse, who says, I'll give up my PlayStation 3 because I hardly have any saved game info or saves on it. Then I'll use the cash to pick up the PlayStation 4 and not use that either. He didn't say that. I added the little last bit. Stulek52 says, I buy and sell video game stuff all the time. So for me, it's easy as I have a spare Xbox 360. We should have provided a no spare shit. Either. Anyway, whatever. So that can go. That said, I currently have 4 Vitas. I plan on selling one of those to help finance next gen something too. That's not really giving up anything, though, is it? ? Okay, well, in that case, the 360 can go to be replaced by the new Xbox, as I suspect the vast majority of my friends list will also make the jump to the new Xbox sooner or later. So even though he copped out originally, he came around with a reasonable answer. Steve-O-Matic says, I guess my Vita would go first, but the 360 is a close second. I'd like my Vita, but it does get used the least out of everything. Marcanix says, I don't care to answer your question, so easy, my spare Xbox 360. Nick Nitrous says, for me, when I finally decide which of the new consoles I want, I'll trade in all my consoles, which at the moment is just my 360, When I got my first 360, I traded in a PS2 Slim, Xbox, GameCube, and a shitload of games to get it. Saracen Prince says, nothing! I will give up nothing! And then he's breathing heavily for some strange reason. I'll likely save up for the Xbox and give the old one to the kids. And then Denver J says, for me, it's a tougher question. I don't have an extra machine sitting around, nor do I have multiple systems. I have a 360 and my iPod. That's it. So now I would give up only my 360 for something new or the iPod? The iPod question is easy. Nope. Not giving it up for anything other than a brand new iPod, which would act exactly the same as the old iPod in mere moments. But to give up the 360 to start new, to perhaps have old games that I could no longer play, I don't think I could do that. I would keep my 360 because for me, one system and games that I knew I loved and there were quality is worth more to me than the possibility of new system and games being garbage. Release titles usually stink and bugs always find a way into new systems. So my answer is no, I wouldn't give anything up even for the newest shiny, sometimes reliable, beats fantastic. Oh, there's a new sentence that should start there. Sometimes reliable, beats fantastic. Sometimes current is safer than cutting edge.
Wow.
That's it.
Okay. Excellent responses. Let's jump over to Lag. We've got The Real Defoe chimed in. PS Triple, the most expensive Blu-ray player I've ever purchased. Let's see, Perv, also known as GamerGirl127, she said, oh, most definitely the Wii. It was fun for a while. Let's see, we've got Z, who says, I agree, the Wii without a doubt. Then JWolf312 says, definitely the Wii. And Vic says, depends on if the new Xbox requires constant internet connection and if it doesn't play used games. If both are true, then the Xbox 360 for a PS4.
That would probably sway it for me as well, to be honest.
That could definitely be a factor. I know the rumor mill is swirling about that stuff, but
I don't think we know the full facts on that. That's my opinion on that rumor.
I think some of the rumor, you know, a part of it may be true, but it certainly is probably not the way it's being depicted.
People kind of read between. Well, yeah, they see the bit what they want, and they kick off, don't they? I think.
Take it to the extreme.
Yeah.
What we're talking about?
There's kind of going around where like the next Xbox will have a always connected to the internet connection to play your game. You know.
Yeah.
So people have been kind of, that's a rumor, and then people are going, oh, that means it's not going to use games, and what about the people that don't have internet? So I don't think we're ready to make that jump yet. We're definitely going towards downloading everything, and that's probably going to be Microsoft's focus for the next generation, but they're still going to give that option. They have
to. Did you read the Kotaku thing?
Yeah, that's what it is.
They weren't, over a lot of people, when they get older, these things they overblast it and start going, oh god, it's gonna be terrible for me. What they were trying to point out, I think, was the fact that it's so that you, well, this is the sweetener, so that you can basically, because you do a pre-install nowadays, you have to put that disc in to switch games, don't you?
Yeah.
And what they were saying on that is, from the day that you get that game, you can put it in. And it will install blocks from the back end, so you can start playing the game straight away, because that's really frustrating as well when you're installing the game. That's not very good. But then once you've got that game installed, you can then switch, so you can have multiple games on pause and switch between the games whilst you're playing.
Yeah, I mean, and that could require an internet connection always on, but you still also have the option of just playing it normally offline from the disc, you know? So,
I mean, the bottom line, I don't think anybody knows what's really happening. No. I think there's a lot of like speculation, and people take the one rumor and they run with it.
PS wins, PS4 wins, you know, and it's like, you don't know anything. Like, but, you know, we just don't know. We will know soon enough, though.
Yeah, we should know, at least. All right, that leads us to the Twitters, Mr. Primrose.
Yeah. So, before he
died in action. Chris MJW, he sent in a tweet saying that...
It's probably why he died in action.
Yeah, he said that PS3s and Wii's are not going to do well out of this question. Well, you know, it's not necessarily been the case, mister. Not from our answers, anyway. And
well, the Wii took it on the chin a little bit, then.
Yep.
I think there was a pretty good stretch of people saying
that. Yeah, but if you think about Chris's proviso in it, it basically ruled it out of the options anyway, really. Because there's not many people playing it still, is there?
I think a lot of people ignored that proviso, but...
I was actually talking a bit about the Wii this week, and just on about, like, good titles that did come out on it. And I think the one thing that I played on it throughout its life that I'm probably think is worth actually having the console full stop was Mario Galaxy 2. So
I played the first one. I got like 20 stars. I really like that, but I just never got back to it.
You know, to jump on that and not to totally derail this, which I'm going to do that, I was doing a little research off of kind of a question was thrown out, and so I was curious and went in and was looking at all of the games that came out on the different platforms, how many exclusives sold over a million for each platform. And I was surprised. The PS3, I think, had 29. The 360 had 32. But the Wii had over 40 titles that made over a million in sales on each million units sold, I should say, for those games. So they did have quite a large exclusive catalog for the Wii.
Oh, yeah. They don't fuck about it, do they, Nintendo?
No. Anyway, carry on, Rich. Carry on.
Yeah, Teflon212, he basically put, already sold his Wii and PS3 for a Wii U. When the next Xbox comes out, my old one will move to the bedroom as my wife's Netflix box. So he's kicking his missus in the bedroom whilst he's playing games. And then Amras89, he put Wii since I don't need it anymore with my Wii U, lol. So he was one of the ones that went through the arduous task of swapping over his Miis and stuff like that.
Worth it.
Yes. Mr. Killer Cranky, Brian Tomlinson, he put... lol, yeah, just been listening back, this is about something completely different, to the OC podcast from May the 12th with your Max Payne views. Spot on in every aspect. Now, I know for a fact that Brian finished Max Payne 3 this week because he put himself up for the Victory Achieved competition. Ah. So he's obviously doing a bit of backpedaling research there just to see what we thought about. So beware, everybody on this podcast.
No kidding.
We are being scrutinized. Okay.
Apparently. Jeez.
Then we had
what I said about it now. I thought it was a good game, but there's too many cutscenes.
Yeah, I think we were quite praising for it. I really enjoyed it, but it's
just the pacing. Like, you kind of get going and it goes, cutscene. You're like, oh, for fuck's sake. So.
I like the cutscenes. I thought that was...
Oh, yeah, they're good, but...
The transitions into the cutscenes are really good.
One tiny problem in a fantastic game, really. Yeah.
Brian's at home going, fucking hell, man, I've just listened to all of this. Will you just get on with it?
Stop repeating yourself.
All right. Yeah. Anyway, then...
No, Chinny, you said it was this. You're wrong.
Let's go back and play it back just so that Brian can hear it all again. GSR 1379, he said he would sell his Xbox. He never plays it, so that means no friends, and I don't want to pay you. I do not want to pay for it live. Fair enough.
Yeah, that's a pretty fair point.
Yeah. Okay. That's tweets.
Okay. Mr. Chin, we do have an email this week. I don't think it's related to the question, but I believe there are questions within that email for us to answer.
Okie dokie, pick it a pokey. This is an email from Parsnip Nose. Never heard of him. So his email reads... Hi guys, Chinny recently playing Hell's Highway reminded me that this game featured one of the most frustrating achievements ever. Oh yeah.
Oh god.
It was, remember,
stupid achievement.
September 44. Played Hell's Highway on the anniversary of Operation Market Garden. Why could this be annoying, you ask? Well, here's why. For the achievement to unlock, it had to be played on September the 16th. This would not have been a problem because the game was due to be released a few days before that. However, the release got put back, and it actually came out after the 16th of September. This meant I had to wait an almost entire year to unlock it. There would be a similar one in a game, another game that Chinny's been playing, in the achievement Wordament for getting 8 gold medals. Only 1 gold medal can be earned per month. So you have to play almost every day in order to earn one. So this means remembering to play a game every day for 8 months just for an achievement. I suppose that's why they call them achievements. Do you guys have any Nemesis achievements? Past or present, crackdown orbs, forwards a car owning achievements, maybe platinum medal geared achievements. Do tell. The one that I got was the 10,000 kills, seriously, achievement, which I don't have anymore because it's a different game attack. But I had to play Gears of War every night, and I average about 200 kills a night, which is very hard in Gears of War. And yeah, that took me fucking ages. Just so long to do.
That's an achievement to be proud of. It's sad that you don't have that on your
it is. It is. But my brother has the Seriously 3.0 for Gears of War 3, which is just ridiculous.
That's insane.
It is ridiculous. You have to do so much stuff to get that, and he got it. And he always says the same thing, my brother's like, after this game, I'm quitting games. After this one, I'm quitting. And like, he just carries on. He just keeps playing. So yeah, that one's mine and my brother's, I suppose.
Okay. Well, it's funny. I remember the Hell's Highway achievement because I was one of the people that got Hell's Highway when it first came out. And I remember not being able to get it for September 16th and thinking, there's no fucking way I'm keeping this game for a full year just to get that achievement. And it was, I want to say it was worth a lot too. It's like 50 or 100 achievement points. I could be wrong on the amount, but I want to say it was up there. Mm. And it stood out because it, you know, Hell's Highway was one of those games that didn't have like big chunks of achievement points. So yeah, I remember that one fondly, or not so fondly, if you will. But I don't really have an achievement that's like a nemesis. Mostly because I don't care that much about achievements.
You're too fussed, are
you? No, I get them, and sometimes there's a few that I'll see and I'll be like, oh, I'll try and get that because I know I can probably achieve it with not too much effort. But if I have to like jump through a lot of hoops, or if I have to, you know, go back and watch video docs to find out where all the secret hidden things are,
My philosophy is if I'm enjoying the game, I'll chase a few.
Right.
If I'm not enjoying it, I'll maybe just finish it and then just carry on and then just forget it. Whatever.
Crackdown orbs in the original Crackdown. He mentioned that. I got into collecting Crackdown orbs for a while.
Yep.
But then when I realized I could easily be missing some and I didn't see them on the map and I would never know where they were, I kind of got to a point where I was like,
I'm never going to do this.
Yeah. I'm not. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
Chris, what about you? You have any achievements that, you know, either were extremely difficult to achieve and or you were never able to achieve, you really wanted to? I mean, you finished Forza, if I remember, Forza 3?
Well, yeah, I never finished Forza 4. Not that that's difficult, it just takes time, and I eventually lost interest.
Right.
You know, there was a few in Gears 3. I don't think I ever got the 50 Ways of Horde in Gears 3, which is such a stupid achievement to not get. But it just kind of – I kept joining groups mid-stride, and then I stopped caring about achievements, so I never got to that one. But no, I guess not really.
Okay. Rich, what about you?
As I've just said, I'm not that mad on achievements, but I will take you back. It's right when I got my Xbox, and apart from Gears of War, which I wasn't too bothered about the achievements, I got really annoyed with COGs and stuff in that. So I played Flat Out Ultimate Carnage, and because I was playing it with a group of other people, we got pretty keen on all of the achievements.
And basically, there was a mode in Flat Out Ultimate Carnage, which was all of the stunts and stuff, where it had a lot of ragdoll stunts. So you just like riding a car, crashing it, and then your doll would get flung out of the car, your driver, and then you just have to guide him and play silly games like darts and stuff like that. And there was a full chart of all of these different challenges. And I can remember that was a pretty... There was one achievement for that. It went up in different stages and never got to the last one. But going up and getting through them was really... He was doing stuff over and over and over again, which is somewhat that I'm not normally mad on doing, but I put myself out for that.
I guess I'll go back. The one that I'm currently... The one that is currently evading me is finishing XCOM on impossible difficulty.
Okay.
But it's, again, that's because I really enjoy the game, so I'll just keep plugging away at it. Maybe I'll get it, maybe I won't.
Okay. I don't know. Fair enough. All right. I guess that does it for the question of the week. We don't have a question for next week so far. We'll think of something. We'll post it up. We'll get it out to the forums. We promise the Play Vault, we'll figure a way to get this posted to you in a timely manner. We forgot to get it on your forums this week. And, yeah, I think it's time I play a jingle.
Starsky's bored. Let's do this.
Okay, so going on in the community this week, there is Monday Night Halo. This week, only happening in the GMT, not going to have the official Eastern Coast session. Of course, that means nothing to anyone who else wants to play. It just means Shinyverse won't be there, that's all. You can still play Halo.
Exactly.
Friday night, I've been informed that there is no more Friday Night Racing, so nah. But there is Friday Night Halo, again. 8 p.m. GMT.
Right. And, you know, we should say, if you want to race, go ahead and race on Friday night.
Go ahead and race on Friday night. It's just not going to be hosted by anybody officially, right?
Yeah.
Right. Moving on.
Right.
Sunday is the F1 Championship at 6 p.m. GMT. And also at 6 p.m. GMT, the veteran gamers will be playing Left 4 Dead because they love new games. F1 Hot Lap Challenge is ongoing. Forza 4 Hot Lap Challenge also ongoing. And the 24/7 Minecraft server on Xbox is up and running. You gotta be a member of the community and send a friend's request to G4TE Minecraft. Monday and Tuesday is survival mode. Every time else it's peaceful. And if you wish to join the Call of Duty Black Ops 2 clan, contact the Ginger Ninja. We've heard about the Halo 4 tournament. Congratulations, Greg, being victorious.
Oh, my God.
You know, there's a button that mutes it. Watch. See, I'm talking, and then I wasn't talking.
I know.
Jesus.
See? I couldn't pause it. Hang on.
Are you done dying? Are you done dying?
No, my battery died on my mouse right as I was trying to freaking scroll over to hit the mute.
Have you finished dying yet?
No, I'm not done dying yet.
Die quieter, please.
At least have the good common decency not to die in the middle of the...
Going to the gym does for you, kids.
Oh, bastard.
And that's
well, that was battery in the trash
can. He just kicked the can.
Yes, I kicked the can. Please, all right, start over. All over.
Where would you like me to
welcome to the, Veteran Gamers, the Overseas Connection. One of those shows.
Start at the Halo 4 tournament.
Start at the Halo 4 tournament. Okay. The Halo 4 tournament is ongoing. Congratulations to Mr. DeLacy for victorious effort this week. Always good to hear the boss is having some success, in the Halo arena.
Yeah, it was nice to not report an 0-3 again.
0-3 is a shame.
Too late to replace your co-op partner now, Greg, and you have to stick with him.
I like the guy I'm playing with. His name's Terry, Washington Rambo. Very nice guy. So it's hard for me not to...
Did you know him before this, or did you just get paired up?
No. I got paired up with him. Never met him before.
Completely random.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. Nice guy.
Nice guy.
Nice.
Sucks at Halo, but nice guy.
Yeah. Shoots great.
Does he listen to the show?
I don't think so. Probably.
I hope not.
I heard you on the show, Greg, and if you think I suck, then fuck you.
Fuck you.
I suck on this. Sorry.
Yeah, betrayal. Anyway, the Halo tournament is going on. Well, happy birthday this week to Ziggy and Saracen Prince. No new members this week. So if you're listening to the show and you haven't joined the community yet, what are you waiting on? Victories achieved this week. We're kind of slowing down here on the victories, but
yeah,
that's okay.
I'll get to do it. I need to kind of what I need to do, and what we all supposed to do is remind people to do it, because I've completed loads of games, but since my last kind of submission, but I just forget. So I think we need to like tweet people out and say, don't forget to do this. And da, da, da.
That was games. A little side note. That was actually the reason that I fired up Skyrim this weekend. I was like, I'll just blast through the remaining bits of the story and finish it. And when I got to the last boss, I couldn't defeat him. So I was like, oh crap. And that was what motivated me to restart the whole thing. Anyway, moving on. Victories. Stulek 52 finished Dirt 2. Amaras 89 finished Dead Space 2. Devil May Cry and Assassin's Creed 3. Well done. The Real Defoe finished Far Cry 3 and Deadlight. Bongo the Sane finished Borderlands 2. Blue Baru finished Max Payne 3. And Womble Mark 3 finished Far Cry 3. Congratulations to our victory achievers this week. Again,
I'm trying to think, what's that game Deadlight again? What's that?
It's like this weird 1980s zombie thing.
Oh, is that the XBLA one?
Yes.
Right, okay, gotcha. Think what it was.
Okay, cool. Good. Again, if you would like
to that up.
Mike.
Sorry, well, what's going on?
It's time for you to be quiet.
When you kill me, just make it quick, please, Chris.
I promise. Serenity now. Okay. Quickly. You must be 18 years of age to enter. You must follow at g4te.com on Twitter. You must take a picture, including your visage, your countenance, your smiling face, with some proof that you have finished the game, and tweet it to at g4te.com. The next round begins on February 1st and ends on April the 30th. So you've got 3 months to get your entries in there. Get out there, people, and win some games. I believe that was the recording ending.
That was probably the recording ending on Mike's side.
I think it probably was. Oh, yeah. Let's have a look. There's enough.
Okay. We're still good. We're still good. Keep going, Mr. Matthew.
This is amateur hour. I believe I'm at the end, where it's time for the community spotlight. Ta-da!
Hello, everybody. This is Parsnip Nose with another weekly... Oh, flipping bollocks. That's my wife sending me a text just as I start. Honestly, she should know, shouldn't she? While I'm leaving it in, I can't be bothered. Yes, this is Parsnip Nose with another weekly community spotlight. This week I'm going to mention Mark Annex because he has made the most amazing G4TE promotional video. You can find it on YouTube and the account is G4TE Official and you really should watch it. It is incredible. It looks like we paid a professional to do it. And I would love to hear Chinny's opinion on it too, because Chinny is our resident expert. So anyway, that's it from me. Well done, Mark. That is astonishing. It really is worth a watch. And over to you guys in the studio. Bye-bye.
So, Chinny.
Yes.
What do you think of Mark Hanick's video?
Stop using iMovie. It's good. It is good. He's done a good job. What I say is kind of get good quality footage. So all the stuff that he's captured is nice and the right res and everything. But I stay away from, you know, all these like I wouldn't say fancy, but like gimmicky transitions, like the curtains closing and all that bollocks. I stay away from those because I can instantly tell what program and stuff that they use them. And I just think they look a bit shit. And it should stick to cross dissolves and straight like cuts. And then also another thing that I've learned, and I know I'm guilty of this, but I've learned not to do it, or I'm not going to do it anymore in like future vids that I do, which I never get time to do. But title cards go at the end. Don't put them at the start because people don't care. They YouTube generation don't care, and they could get to the video. They'll want to see the video as quick as possible, and then you can put all your cards and your little animations at the end. That's fine. I think it's more of a preference now, but I tend to kind of just go, oh, put it on the end, because, you know, I watched that video and it's a very cool like title, you know, intro. But it's long, you know, and the first thing I hate is like seeing all these long intros about something that I don't know, and I'm like, oh, right, okay.
Well. So an intro, say under 30 seconds?
No, I'd say no intro. You just go in cold, like you don't need one.
Cold.
Yeah, you just go in cold.
Bam.
But
I like the audio transitions. I thought the audio transitions were very nice.
Yeah, he's done a good job. He's done a good job.
He did a great job, yeah.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Make it shorter, though.
It's
short. You got to make it shorter. Promo, you're maxing it over 2 minutes, really. It should be 1 minute. 1 minute, though. But hey, it's still a good job.
Good job, mechanics.
Mark, he does some good videos. I've seen these like Minecraft videos and stuff. They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Not bad. Stay out of my territory.
I thought it was excellent.
I liked it. I was very impressed. In fact, I fired.
This is what
back
I spend every day doing, Greg. So forgive me. You're a bit harsh.
You know, I get it. You've got the director's chair sitting in the corner.
No, not quite. Yeah. But I also tell other people when they're editing to go, change that. That's stupid. So forgive me if I sound harsh. But it's overall, it's good. He's got some skills. He could work for me, Mark. I'd let him work it. He could probably do it. All
right, Mark, you've got a job.
There you go.
There you go. Congratulations. Stop
Pack
fixing
your bags.
Ambulance.
Tell the family you're moving.
Packing up the things and you're moving to Beverly Hills. All right. Where does that bring us? That brings us to pretty much the closing notes. You know, email the show. If you want to email the show, Mike? What's that email?
I don't know. What do you ask me for?
Mike, you've only got a few things in this whole podcast to do.
I'll just turn on my ocpodcast@gmail.com. Bam. OCpodcast, all one word, @gmail.com.
It's good, Mike. It's good.
No problem.
Hey, what about Twitter, Mike?
Jesus. OC_podcast. Who's the Twitter?
Okay.
Or
right.
OC_skullduggera. Or OC_ Murphy's Law yours now?
Yeah, it is.
And okay. Chris's is, he doesn't really use it. And mine is...
Oh, hey.
Hey, he's been using it.
Is yours OC now?
OC_CP Matthew. Yeah, that's the one that I use. Yeah, I was giving Greg a hard time the other day because he was using my old one. Chris
Matthew.
I don't
think I follow your other one then because I didn't think you use it anymore.
Yeah, the old one, I don't.
Show you don't like me.
We don't like you, Mike. We don't. But Mike,
I just thought Chris didn't like me. I didn't know everyone didn't like me.
If you wanted to get on our good side,
right,
and you wanted to call and leave a voicemail,
yep,
showing your appreciation,
yep.
What phone number would you use?
It's 626-506-2763.
It's good.
Yeah. Or
you have anything
six
you want to say?
The 654-64967. That's not
what?
The one.
Yeah, no.
I just made it a different one.
That's good.
I forgot.
Mike. Yeah. This again. Limited things you have to do on the show, Mike.
Right.
Limited things.
Okay.
I want you now to talk about iTunes reviews and YouTube reviews.
Okay. YouTube reviews. Do you do a YouTube review?
Give us a rating on our YouTube videos.
Oh, you like the likes the videos and stuff.
Yeah, likes the videos, sure. It helps.
YouTube videos. Yeah, go on the YouTubes. Likes, comments, and feedback all help. And subscribe, obviously, if you're not. And yeah, iTunes. If you leave an iTunes review, it puts us up the ranking. If you like what you hear, and you're probably deaf, then leave us a review. 5 stars. Thank you very much. It helped.
Great. Mike, you earned your keep. You
really
earned
does help,
keep.
Though. Reviews, iTunes reviews. They really do go
oh, they
jack
do.
Us up. So, if you think, oh, well, be. So that would make a difference. That would help us a lot.
Yes.
All right. That's it.
Shout-outs?
Just, you know, Jesus.
The world.
Jesus?
Yeah.
The world.
The world. Shaving my head. Breaking Bad.
Okay.
Yeah, it's better. Oh, yeah, there's a program on Channel 4 in the UK. And it's, you know, there's a lot, I mean, America have a lot of these, like guilty pleasure shows, where it's just, you know it's shit. You know it's trash. But you like it. And I suppose I'm being a bit harsh on it because there's worse TV than this. But it's like a fly on the wall documentary about, it's called The Hotel. And it's about a hotel in Torquay, which is in, you know, if you look at England, Greg and Chris, and you have the little, bit at the bottom left that tails off, looks like a little toe or something, right? Torquay's right. Down there. So it's like right by there. It's in a place called Devon. And it used to be very popular, but now, you know, seaside resorts in Britain aren't that popular. So it's a dying hotel, and it's a dying industry, really, in Britain. So it's this kind of documentary about this, how this guy, who's ridiculous at running a hotel, by the way, just awful, he's trying to run it and save it and do all these things. And it's just, you've heard of Fawlty Towers, right?
Right.
It's Fawlty Towers, it's real. It's like the real...
Real life Fawlty Towers.
Yeah, and it's just ridiculous, like the stuff they do.
Is it funny ridiculous or ridiculous?
Funny.
Like...
It's just, and we watched the last season, and they kind of, and it's really embarrassing because a lot of people that go into this hotel are from where I'm from, right? And I'm like, but...
I know that guy.
There's like one was from Stourbridge and the other one from Dudley, and they're like, you know, about... 10-20 minutes away from me. So there's this couple on there called Mr. and Mrs. Tickle, and there's this old couple, and they made us laugh so much, and they came back on the show. So they must have like called them back and say, oh, you should stop at the hotel again. But yeah, it's one of my guilty pleasures. If you're not really a fan of fly on the wall stuff or the type of stuff that Channel 4 knock out, I'd say give it a go. It's not like an engaging show like Breaking Bad or Utopia or anything like that, but it is fun, and I do enjoy putting it on. So, yeah, The Hotel. I'll give them a shout out.
Okay.
Yep. That's me. Primrose. Boom. Go.
Following on from television stuff, Utopia, again. It's getting better and better.
I think we're going to start that this week, Utopia.
Yeah. It's actually clashing with current events on the real life news as well, which is always a good thing. So that makes you think a bit more about it. Another good one, Channel 4's cracking out some brilliant dramas at the minute. Black Mirror. Has anybody watched this? Charlie Brooker's.
This Charlie Brooker's thing, right?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it yet.
Right, so these are all just like standalone stories, and it was great. The first one was great because it was all to do with like social networking. And set slightly in the future, so there's loads of cool gadgets and stuff on it. But
to bring it back to games, Charlie Brooker, he's a gamer. He's a master.
Yeah, he's a gamer. He likes his gamer. Loved his.
And he did Game Swipe, which is a one-off show that you can view on YouTube, Greg and Chris.
Yep.
And he's very good at breaking things down and making them very funny. I recommend watching Game Swipe. Charlie Brooker. And he also does Screen Swipe, where he just analyses the news and stuff, which is equally as funny, but I don't, because it's mainly British stuff that he's analysing, I don't know if it'll kind of appeal to you, but yeah, the Game Swipe thing that he did was really good.
Right.
Yep. And that's it from me. Primrose, do you want to do your shout out? I'm just.
Another thing, I'm going to shout out, Mr. Parsnip Nose, because Mr. Parsnip Nose, he sent me, I think this was guilt, because he sent an email to the OC to Veteran Gamers, and I was slagging him off about it. But anyway, he sent me a personal message, and he goes, shh, check this out. So basically, he's done a review on Amazon. So I'm going to do a bit of foreshadowing. This review is for an item called a bottom buddy. Okay. Now, I've never heard of one of these things, and I think it's only available in America, but a bottom buddy is actually a personal bidet. So if you could picture a portable toothbrush, an electric one.
Right.
Picture that. But you meant...
Oh, dear God.
But you're meant to be using it for hygiene on your rectum.
Right.
Okay. So these are readily available on Amazon. Anyway.
Are they personal or do you share them?
I don't know.
I wouldn't know.
I'm guessing not, unless it's got interchangeable nozzles. But we'll get into that. Because...
No, I don't think we need to get into that.
No, but,
I
mean, because I've
really break this down, Greg, and I don't know what I'm
Anyway. I've got to read you this review, because Mr. Parsnip Nose has left a review on Amazon.
Oh, God. And I think can only imagine.
Okay, and this review, he's called himself Bottom Buddy, Parsnip Nose 3000. I've had one of these ever since I accidentally superglued my inner arms to my ribs. The superglue incident had an effect of dramatically reducing the usable length of my arms. Now I look a bit like a human pterodactyl. No, not a pterodactyl, one of those other things. Yes, a Tyrannosaurus Rex. That's the fellow. My review is Raw, which is dinosaur for these are great. Anyway, I digress. I actually customized my bottom buddy to incorporate elements from my electric toothbrush. Now I can use it to clean my teeth too. Not at the same time, of course. That would be disgusting. The only trouble is, the other day, I got a bit mixed up. And well, I suppose I shouldn't go into details, and hopefully the toothbrush head will eventually come out. If not, I'll have to visit the doctor again. Some might say I'm stupid for falling for that old swapping your deodorant with superglue trick. You're getting the connection now to the beginning of the story. Anyway, but it was dark, and I only just woken up. Anyhow, I must add that I don't recommend using it as a toothbrush, not unless you want to feel like you're sitting on a hedgehog for a few days. I know that's what that's like too. Poor Spike, God bless his little spiny soul. So yes, you should buy one of these, but only use it for its intended purpose. Otherwise, owning one of these could end up being quite embarrassing. And we wouldn't want that now, would we? So that's his review of a portable personal bidet. And what he also asked me to add as well is, you may not notice this, but he's been hacking at people's signatures on the forums, and if anybody goes onto the forums right now and looks at Mark Annex's signature, it actually says Bottom Buddy customer of the year. So that's what that all relates to. But anyway,
I mean, anything to mine. I don't check mine, so you could do anything.
I know, I was just gonna say.
So yeah, that was good. And I'd also like to shout out Parsnip Nose as well, because he's done me a little bit of voiceover work for the massive mix that we're currently compiling. We've got four mixes in now. Four mixes.
Voice travel work.
Yeah, we're doing a massive mix. We're doing half-hour mixes that we're going to stitch together, and we're going to have voiceovers and stuff. And yeah.
Voice travel's doing what?
You're going, yeah, boy!
Really? I want to do one.
See, you can. Yeah, just send me MP3s. Anybody? Greg, MP3s, please.
Of what? Okay. Just me going, yeah, boy!
I want Christopher Matthew slagging off something or other, because I love grumpy Christopher Matthew voiceovers. They sound great when you scratch them.
Okay.
What was the other one? Right, sorry. So the other thing is, just lastly, I'm going to shout out the guys that did the mixes as well so far. So I've had mixes in from Arcanix, Brian Thompson, that's Blue Baroo, and also, if I remember rightly, is it Gonzo FK? I think he sent his, and I'm sure that Wombles is incoming. So yeah, thanks to all of them. And that's me done. So great.
Okay, I'm gonna shout out my entire XCOM team that's now dead. I meant to have the entire list to read, so I promise next week I will read off every name and operation and date they have passed. It will be quite an entertaining read. Yeah. Yeah, outside of that, I want a shout out the movie Battleship.
For is that being, Liam Neeson? Liam Neeson.
Yeah. Being ridiculous. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's not much more to say to it other than it was on. It was on. I watched it. The end actually cracked me up the most because here they you know, spoilers, we beat the aliens. You know, just in case you were wondering, we did. We beat back the aliens and, you know, this up and coming captain who was potentially going to get kicked out of the service saves the day, saves the planet from aliens.
By doing a handbrake turn with a battleship.
Oh yeah, yeah, that was the you know, a handbrake with a, you know, throw the anchor out and then kick slide the battleship into position. Yep. So yeah, he saves the day, and so you would think that, you know, this guy just saved the planet basically, right? And all he gets is, you know, the Silver Medal of Honor from the Navy, and he's given it to it by the I want to say it's the Admiral. But I'm kind of thinking, you know, maybe the president would be there. Maybe other leaders of other countries might be there. You know, he just saved the planet. But no, nope, just
good.
I really
just Navy personnel.
Reward your achievements, but I'm busy.
All of the unrealistic, weird stuff that happens in that film, and you're picking out the political hierarchy of who should be giving out the medals.
I know. For whatever reason, I finished watching it, and I just sat there and I thought, well, that's just dumb. But yeah, it was as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Is it enjoyable because it's so terrible? Or
is it just not?
Yeah.
One of them movies. It's one of them ones that it's good to watch because it's so bad.
Right. It's great to watch, like, you know, it's free and it's on and you come across it and you're like, oh, Battleship. I never saw that in the theaters and I knew I shouldn't, so I'll watch it now.
I knew better.
That's when you want to watch it. You don't want to make a you know, like, I'm going to record this and I'm going to sit down and watch
Night
this.
I can't
tonight.
Wait to get home and watch Battleships.
Yeah, it's 3 o'clock in the morning. You've got insomnia and you wake up and it's on. Oh, perfect. Boom. It'll put you back to sleep. So, yeah. Chris, go.
It's my turn. Okay, good. Now that we've talked about horrible movies, I don't know where to go from there. I'm going to shout out Corzan 06. I'm sorry, Jeff. I did not realize that you were a butcher. I saw Corzan playing Euro Truck Simulator on Steam last night, and I sent him a message and said, isn't that your job? For some reason, in my mind, he had gone to training to become an instructor for people to drive lorries. Apparently not. He's a butcher. So hey, bro, I need some brisket. Hook me up. I'm going to shout out Mechanics.
I think that's Mike in it that's the truck driver.
Yeah, Mike DeSaint is the truck driver. Yes,
I mean, me then. I got a job I don't know about.
And I knew
Mark's
knew
the
that.
Mechanic, Mike's the driver,
Jeff's the butcher.
Of course, and Jeff's the butcher.
Yeah, no, see, I knew Mike was the driver. I thought Jeff was too for some reason. Anyway, I'm clearly off my rocker, so I apologize. I'm going to shout out Mechanics for making a great video, Shinyverse for being Shinyverse. I'm going to shout out Stuart Fowler. Which probably will gain me many, many hisses and boos from Mike Chen. But he turned me on to this book, Ready Player One, that I've been reading. And it's very enjoyable. And then I sent a quick blast to the Twitter sphere. And Dave Isinkler wants a shout out. And Gary Johnny Fartpants wants a shout out. So, hey! And then I'm going to shout out Nicholas Charles Abbott. Hey, Abbott, who is our Facebook fan of the week. So if you want to be the Facebook fan of the week, get on Facebook.
Okay.
That's me
done. Is that Mr. Sinclair, the one that was saying he realized that we was podcasting?
That's the very same.
Me and you are both on XCOM.
The very same.
With that said, guys.
No problem.
Right.
Yeah. I might do that, actually.
Are we ready now that we know what Mike's looks like?
Mike.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? All right, here we go.
Oh, hold on, let me mute here. before I
that's a lie.
Before I do something foolish. What the hell? Save. New.
Are you saving my picture, Chris? Why don't you put it up on your wall? Take that as a no.
I'm on mute.
You still managed to fuck me up.
How are you?
I am peachy.
Peachy.
Or something. Except, I burned my popcorn.
Burned your popcorn?
I burned my popcorn.
You know, should I ask how?
Well, I left it in the microwave too long, Greg. That's how.
But is it like out of a bag? Shouldn't you have like just put in for the allotted time and it wouldn't burn?
Well, every microwave is different, Greg.
Mm-hmm.
This is true. By counter to that is, haven't you had that microwave for a while?
No. In fact, I can count on the number of fingers on one hand the number of bags of popcorn I've made in this microwave.
Is it more than two?
Yes.
One sec, I'll be back in a sec.
Then you should have learned.
Well, the problem.
I'm just fucking with you.
The problem, Greg R.N.
Gregorin.
Greg.
That's a new.
Greg R.N.
Oh. The problem's Greg R.N.
Registered nurse. Got it.
Ah. That's new for me.
Anyway.
You totally forgot what you were going to say, didn't you?
Yes.
I'm here for you.
And now it's just come back to me.
Okay.
I usually go several weeks between makings of popcorn's bags.
Okay.
So unless I were to write down last time you cooked it for 3:30 and it burned, then I would forget the next time.
That's fair. I would imagine popcorn is probably not at the top of the cooking.
And the other thing is all popcorn is different.
True, but don't you? I mean, now here's a question: do you like experiment with different bags of popcorn, or have you like kind of honed in on one brand you like?
No, I have a few brands that I like, and a lot of it is, a lot of it depends on what's available at the store.
Not that I know.
And here's my chin. Oh, look at you! Dude, you look like a fucking hoodlum. In fact, if I saw you around here, I would just be like, officer.
Hold on, I didn't get this picture. What's going on here?
It's in the Skype chat. It's in the Skype chat. You gotta scroll down to
Skype chat.
You gotta scroll down to it.
Hold on. Oh, here we go. There we go.
Oh, Danny boy. The pipes, the...
Transferring.
In fact, you almost look like you're a little Latino banger with your white... Exactly. That's spot on right there.
I don't want to cut you up so bad, but I might have to cut you up so bad.
Now you're losing it a little bit. Yeah. That was perfect. If you like this podcast, there is another site you should check out, which is called VGHub.net. And on there, you find a bunch of links to other video game podcasts, similar in vein to ours, but different in the way they're delivered. Some have all kinds of sound effects.
Are for old people.
Some talk about RPGs.
People say.
Come on, now.
Some might say that.
No one says that.
Then, of course, you have links to, you know, great forums.
You don't have any other friends.
So check it out, vghub.net. It is a great starting point for your podcast discovery.